Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The government said that UNICEF report, which highlights that India has a high number of zero-dose children, depicts an incomplete picture of the country's immunization data. In a statement, the Union Health Ministry yesterday said the media reports claiming India having a high number of zero-dose children, children who did not receive any vaccine, do not factor in the population base and immunization coverage of the countries compared. The ministry added that the reports present a flawed comparison with countries without considering India's population and high vaccination coverage. It emphasized that the accurate and complete narrative of the immunization efforts of the government can be gauged through a comprehensive understanding of the relative data and pragmatic interventions. The minister highlighted that as a percentage of the total population, zero-dose children account for 0.11% of the country's total population. It observed that due to India's large population size, it has the highest number of vaccinated children across countries. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju yesterday inaugurated the Lok Samvartan Parv in New Delhi. The Lok Samvartan Parv is being organized under the 100-day action plan of the Union government to showcase schemes, programs and achievements of the ministry from the 16th to 31st of this month. The event promotes crafts, products, art and India's rich cultural traditions from all over the country. Speaking on the occasion, Rijiju said the festival is organized to empower common people. He mentioned that the ministry is committed to the welfare of all minority communities and to integrating them into the mainstream. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, will charge double toll from vehicles with non-affixed fast tag on front windshield. The authority said that deliberate non-air fixation of fast tag on the windscreen leads to unnecessary delays at the toll plazas, causing inconvenience to the national highway users. It said detailed standard operating procedures have been issued to all user-free collection agencies and concessionaires to charge double user fees in case of non-air fixation of fast tag on the front windshield. At present, the user fee is collected for approximately 45,000 kilometers of national highways and expressways at around 1,000 toll plazas across the country. With a penetration rate of around 98% and over 8 crore users, FastTag has revolutionized the electronic toll collection system in the country. Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Jitan Ram Manji has said that the empowerment of rural entrepreneurs is the key to ensuring holistic growth of MSME sector. Manji said this while inaugurating the new skill development training program in New Delhi. These programs are meticulously designed to equip entrepreneurs with the necessary skills and knowledge to thrive in their respective fields. The minister said the MSME sector is the backbone of the Indian economy. The CBI has arrested all four students of AIIMS Patna in connection with the NEET UG entrance exam paper leak case. After a marathon interrogation, the CBI has formally arrested four medical students identified as Karan Jain, Kumar Sanu, Rahul Anand and Chandan Singh. Three of them are students of MBBS third year and the fourth one is studying in the second year. According to CBI sources, they had allegedly sold papers for the main accused Pankaj Singh, who procured the papers ahead of examination through an organized criminal gang. A meeting of the District Tuberculosis Forum, Longleng, was held at DC Conference Hall yesterday. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman District Health Society Longleng, Taram Raj, in his short speech, congratulated DETO and his team for the activities taken up by NTEP in the district. He encouraged all the NGOs and ward representatives to give proper awareness and disseminate the information to the people in the far-flung villages to avail the service from the DOT centre. The DC also requested the public to be aware that medicines are provided free of cost for the complete full course. The ETO, Longleng Dr. Tamsa Sashi, also spoke on the policy of the government in implementing a national strategic plan to end tuberculosis by 2025. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.